4 p.m. every Monday for 1 hour for the next 8 weeks. In roughly the same time frame, I could achieve something tangible left to my own devices. I could learn to code like every good little millennial or master the perfect souffle. But what I can't do is change the past. I can't redraft the god-awful ending or whitewash the dirt. These cosy weekly early evening chats, well-intentioned as they are, can never obliterate the memory of tiny red footprints on cream kitchen tiles, nor wash crusty dried blood out of baby fine hair. Nothing we discuss in this room can ever change what happened, and so it makes it all rather pointless in my book. Just a weekly invitation to my own private pity party. Why are you here, Katrina? Dr. Dolores Allen, playing beautifully to type, glances furtively at the clock, the signature move of her profession. I follow her gaze and see I've got 8 minutes left. I keep it brief. Because DCI Steel needs to tick a box, so she's outsourced the problem to you. The windows open a crack, and in the distance I can hear a group of toddlers chirping Little Donkey out of tune and out of rhythm. The sound soothes me, and then savages me with each jarring note. Basically, she thinks I need my head sorted, and, lucky old you, she thinks you're the woman to do it. And what do you think? Little Donkey, carry Mary safely on her way. I think she might be right. I nod towards a wall peppered with achievements. I mean, Masters from Queens, BPS, BACP, very impressive. A BA in textile design, that's me. Or a BA in colouring in, as Steele calls it. She smirks, or at least I think it's a smirk. Dr. Dolores Allen has one of those Mona Lisa mouths, the kind that makes you think that you're not quite in on the joke. It's an unfortunate mouth for a psychologist to have when you think about it. Wry smiles rarely win deep trust. Katrina, I'm interested that you referred to yourself as a problem just now. Is that how you see yourself? I shift awkwardly in my chair, and the scrunching of the leather fills the silence while I try to work out how to answer without digging myself in deeper. Everyone defines themselves by their problems, don't they? They do? Of course. Everyone beats themselves up. I'm fat, I'm single, I'm broke. Take my sister, Jackie, for example. Your sister didn't walk into a prostitute's bedsit to find a blood-soaked child brushing the hair of her horrifically mutilated mother. Emotional bushwhack. Dr. Allen's face is blank, her tone entirely neutral, but her words are like spears prodding me back into that room with all the blood and the piss and the cheap, slashed-up furniture. I stare her down while desperately scrabbling about in my brain for something vacuous to focus on. Anything just to block it out. I settle on a puerile joke DC Craig Cook sent me this morning. Something about his penis and a Rubik's Cube, but I can't remember the punchline. She leans forward, and I instinctively lean back, an animal scolded. I'm sorry to provoke you, but you have to think about what happened. You have to confront it. Don't give up now, little donkey. Bethlehem's in sight. I pull my coat tight around me, a textbook defensive stance. The only thing I need to confront is how to stop Steele shipping me out on secondment. Have you heard the latest? The Financial Intelligence Unit. I may be many things, Dr. Allen, but financially intelligent isn't one of them. You should keep an open mind. Maybe murder isn't right for you. It's a loaded statement dressed up as a question. Fair play to her. Why do you view a move as a negative thing? My understanding from DCI Steel is that it's quite the opposite. A secondment could be beneficial, good for my development. I see you got the same memo. Cynicism is a common state of mind for people who've experienced a traumatic event. I laugh quietly into the collar of my coat. Cynicism is a common state of mind for a police officer, Dr. Allen. In fact, I'm fairly sure it's part of the entry criteria. That and the ability to lift 35 kilos. She reaches for her coffee, eyes locked on mine. Do you believe I can help you? I stare at my palms, pretend to mull this over. A clairvoyant once told me that the curve of my heart line means I only ever open up in one-to-one situations. I'm not sure Dr. Allen would agree.